Diary of a Praying CEO, read by Adi Ojomo, Chief Advisory Officer, KUW Advisory Group. My Father, as we approach the end of Q1 2024, I am sincerely grateful for all that you have done for me this year. Your faithfulness in keeping my family under the shadow of compassion, good health, and favor cannot be taken for granted. We are in a period where we desperately need the heavens to open and for your Holy Spirit to pour out upon us all the gifts that only He can provide. I know the mandate that you have given me, but I have been struggling to build up enough momentum to kickstart the process. Perhaps this is the root of the problem, relying on my own strength instead of committing all my plans under the framework of your grace and empowerment. I guess this is why Mary, in her confused state, said, "How can this be?" And you allayed her fears by telling her that the Holy Spirit will come upon her and the empowerment will come from the Holy Spirit, because with you nothing is impossible. So Lord, as we approach Q2 2024, I commit my role as a husband, father, and ambassador for Christ to you. And I ask for the Holy Spirit to empower me to achieve the impossible. Align my every path to fulfill your mandate to occupy it till you come again. It was quite interesting how you used the conversation between two friends in the gym about their plans to detox from social media, as it was a distraction and they were looking to utilize the time freed up for things of value. Lord, remove all distractions from my life that are limiting my focus on things of godly value, things that really matter, because you have advised us that we will be accountable for every word, thought, and deed. May your grace continue to be operational in my life, and until the next board meeting, keep us well and safe. Yours, CEO.